Creator God, we are gathered here grateful for your abundant blessings and thankful for the opportunity to come together as family, friends, leaders, and fellow scouts on this significant day in the life of Michael Hasselbaum. Today is a celebration of a journey full of friendship, growth, challenges, and a bit of fun along the way. Today, we reflect on Michael's many accomplishments on this journey, the merit badges he's earned, the oaths he's committed to, the development of his character, and the service to our community. We celebrate and recognize that becoming an Eagle Scout is not so much a destination, but a way of life. We acknowledge your guidance in this journey, even when we were unaware of your presence. We ask for your blessing on Michael and his family who supported and encouraged him, and his fellow scouts who helped him along the way. Bless the scout leaders, Troop 94, and all those who are here physically or in spirit. Continue to walk with Michael as he takes these next steps in becoming the scout and the person you desire him to be. Amen.
By the power vested in me by the National Council of the Boy Scouts of America, I declare this Court of Honor to be duly convened for the sole purpose of presenting the Eagle Scout Award to Michael Hasselbaum.
The scouting program is designed to grow with the boy. Tiger Cub activities, for example, are quite simple when compared with those of a Boy Scout troop. And we require much more of Boy Scouts than we do of Tiger Cubs. Tiger Cubs, in case you've forgotten, are first grade Cub Scouts. Like their older brothers, one of the first things they do is learn the Cub Scout promise. I say your name. Promise to do my best to do my duty to God and my country and to help other people and to obey the law of the pack. The law reads as follows. The Cub Scout follows a cave. The Cub Scout helps the pack go. The pack helps the Cub Scout grow. The Cub Scout gives goodwill. The motto of the Cub Scouts is do your best. The next step, of course, is Boy Scouting, where boys learn the oath and the law that we say at each of our meetings. Boy Scouting also has a motto, be prepared, and a slogan, do a good turn daily. At this point, Scouter Steve Yamanico will cross us over to the trail to Eagle on the Boy Scout journey.
We're gathered here tonight to mark the end of a long journey, a journey up the trail to Eagle. 7 years ago, Michael joined Troop 94. As a new scout, his first task was to learn about scouting's ideals, the oath and law, the motto and slogan. By pledging to live by those guidelines, he became a full-fledged scout and earned the scout badge.
His new badge didn't stay in his uniform long, however. He quickly worked with the tenderfoot requirements, memorizing the oath and his law, going on his first camp out and learning basic first aid skills. He was now a tenderfoot scout.
As he continued to be active in the troop, he learned about nature and orienteering and knot tying. He participated in a service project and in a program on the dangers of alcohol, drugs, and tobacco. Doing these things and more earned him the second-class badge.
Soon, a year had passed. He had been on 10 campouts and many hikes. He had mastered all the basic skills of scouting and became a first-class scout. And he truly was first class.
At this point, he paused for a well-deserved rest. The path ahead was less clear than the path he had been following. Now he had to make some choices, which merit badges to earn, what troop office to hold, where to spend his service hours. With hard work and persistence, though, he made the decisions, completed the requirements, and earned the star rank.
Next rank seemed no harder than the star. He had already done most of the easy merit badges. Now he had to earn badges such as communications, citizenship in the nation, and personal fitness. He worked hard as a troop leader, completed more service hours, and became a life scout, one step away from people.
The going got pretty tough now. He could no longer put off those really hard badges. And now he not only had to participate in a service project, but he had to plan and lead such a project. He built a split rail fence around a parking lot at the Cornwall Nature Preserve.
Now, finally, his Eagle project done, his merit badges earned, he stands posed at the pinnacle of scouting.
We have heard a lot tonight about what it means to be an Eagle Scout. Now our honoree, Now our honoree will have the chance to tell us a little about what being a scout has meant to him.
Scouting has helped transition me into the person I am today. Along my 12-year career in scouting, I have learned many valuable skills and life lessons. These have not come only through the merit badges I have earned, but also through the Scoutmaster Minutes I have sat through. These Scoutmaster Minutes were started by Scouter Steve Gloss and continued by my father, Mr. Hasimov. These were short stories with meaningful life lessons. Some of these lessons included learning the values of patience, tenacity, and hard work. Over the years, I have also made lifelong friends, starting from my time in Cub Scouts, continuing through the Rams Patrol and Boy Scouts, all the way up to my time as Assistant Senior Patrol Leader. I have made unforgettable friends with whom I have shared laughs, stories, and good times, and car trips. We've endured 6-hour car rides to Massawippi, Washington, D.C., Fort Niagara, just to name a few. One of my final steps on the journey to Eagle was my project. For this, I built a split rail fence around the parking lot on the Cornwall Preserve for the Genesee Land Trust. This property was 92 acres owned by 8 generations in the Albright family. Their hope was that this property would not turn into expensive housing developments on the lake, but instead be preserved for people to enjoy nature and the shore area on Lake Ontario. There are apple and peach trees along with nature trails for people to enjoy when they visit. The fence now designates the parking area and was ready in time for the dedication ceremony. I had many people come and support me. It was on the Eagle Project Day. It was hard work on a poor weather day. We dug about 25 holes in the mud to set posts and beams that had to be cut by chainsaw to length by, of course, experienced adults. And scout volunteers and parents worked hard and well together, and we were able to complete it in one day.
Becoming an Eagle Scout is a great honor. I'd like to ask Scouter Jim DeWind to remind you of what is required of you as an Eagle Scout.
The foremost responsibility of an Eagle Scout is to live with honor. To an Eagle Scout, honor is the foundation of character. He knows a Scout is trustworthy is the first point of Scout law for good reason. An Eagle Scout lives honorably not only because of honor is important to him, but because it's vital significant examples to set the Scout code. Living with honor reflects on the credit of his home, his church, his troop, and his communities. May the white of your Eagle band remind you always to live with honor. The second obligation of the Eagle Scout is loyalty. The Scout is true to his family, his Scout leaders, his friends, his school, his nation. He's loyal to his troop. And his brother Scouts make him fit to carry, to share the load. All these help to build the loyalty that means the devotion to the community of his country, his own ideals, and to God. Let the blue of the Eagle badge always remind you and inspire you to the world. The third obligation of the Eagle Scout is courage. Courage has always been a quality which men measure themselves to others. Be a Scout, bravery means not only being courageous in physical danger, but also the courage to stand for what is right. Trusting God, with faith in his fellow man, he looks forward to each day, seeks to share the work that he has to do. Let the red of the Eagle badge remind you always. Fourth obligation of the Eagle Scout is to be cheerful. To remind the Eagle Scout is always to wear a smile. The red, the white, and blue was attached to the Scout class, Scout order, for simple reason. Then he turns up with a smile. The final responsibility of the Eagle Scout is service. The Eagle Scout is extended as a helping hand to those who still toil at the Scout trail, as others have helped them find that same trail. The performance of the daily good turn takes on a new meaning. Continuing service to others. The Eagle stands as the protector of the weak and the helpless. He aids and comforts in the fortunes and the oppressed. He holds the rights of others, both defending and his own. He is always to be prepared to support the best. You deserve much credit for having achieved the Scout's highest award. Wearing your order of humility, ever mindful of the Scout Eagle to look as an example of others. The open the Scout Oath and the law to your guide tomorrow night.
Now it's time for the highlight of our program, presentation of the Eagle Scout Award. I would like to ask Scoutmaster Stacy Miller to come forward.
Now finally, it's time for that Eagle Scout promise we keep talking about. Though the words you say are similar to those you've said so many times before, tonight they will mean more to you than they ever have. When you pledge yourself on your sacred honor, you will be sealing your oath with the words that close the Declaration of Independence. Before the Eagle Award is bestowed upon you, I am going to ask the Honor Guard to escort your parents to your side. Thank you. father's pin.
There have been many people that have aided me along my journey to Eagle. Although I cannot name them all, those who were most instrumental during this process include my family, including my sisters, Jennifer and Laura, my mother, my grandmothers, Grandma Stewart and Grandma Hasenloff, who have always given me love and support. My brother Matt will deliver the Eagle grandmother pins to you. Also, Mary Hadley, who have helped me on my search to find my Eagle project. I was looking for a project that I could build something that would last, and she provided me with my contacts to the Land Trust. She's also been my Sunday school teacher and youth group advisor. Mr. Monaco, he had the difficult job of keeping me on track with all of my badges, reminding me to complete my partials and turning in my paperwork on time. Also Mr. Hart. He always kept our focus and brought extra hands we kept in line and productive. He himself was always the hardest worker on the job and made sure the job was done on time. Of course, Miss Nikki, who saw me through my years at Cub Scouts and Boy Scouts and served as my leader in Cub Scouts. She has been a thoughtful advisor and continuously encouraged me, promoted me to strive for my goals. She has always had a positive attitude and has watched me grow through my years as scout. But most importantly, the person that has not only been my scoutmaster two times, but my coach, mentor, and father. He has always been there with me giving me meaningful advice, whether I ask for it or not. And he helped me with whatever I needed. And he's been patient with me for the most part when I struggled to understand. Because of him, I could tie a bowline behind my back and with my eyes closed. He reminds me to work hard at everything I do and complete anything that I start. He provided expertise for my Eagle project, for the building, and calculating the distances between the posts, and he spent many hours driving to the site, creating a materials list, and he always had the tools and knowledge to complete the job. To my father, I thank you and would like to present you with the Eagle Mentor Pin. With your guidance and support, I was able to reach my goal.
I'm Steve Tucciarello, councilman of the town of Gates, and I'm joined here by Andrew Lachlan, our new councilman of the town of Gates. And we're very, very honored to be here today to witness this ceremony and the Eagles Court of Honor. It's taken a lot of hard work, a lot of dedication, and Michael, through hard work and dedication, has found success, and he has become an Eagle Scout, and that is a very big accomplishment. We are honored to be here today to celebrate that with him. But even more importantly, it's the example that he has set and what you have witnessed and what he has done. You've seen what he has done in order to find success and accomplishment. And this is a great life lesson. So not only is this a wonderful thing for you, but it's a wonderful thing for everyone that has witnessed and watched you do what you had to do in order to accomplish becoming an Eagle Scout. What a great life lesson. And we want to congratulate you for that. We brought with us from the town of Gates, a nice little certificate recognizing Michael and obtaining Eagle Scout. And Michael, congratulations. Great work.
Good evening, everyone. It certainly is a pleasure to be here this evening. I work for State Senator Joe Roblack, and I'm also a county legislator for the 4th District. The one thing I got to tell you is government has many responsibilities and functions, but one of the responsibilities and functions of government is to acknowledge people who made a significant contribution to their community, and certainly Michael has done just that here. I'm going to read you a couple letters here, and these letters really express the essence of what Michael is and what he has done. And also, I've got a flag from State Senator Joe Robach that I wanted to present to you for your accomplishments. And I also have a letter that I would like to read here, too. Okay. Dear Michael, congratulations on your achievement of earning the right to become an Eagle Scout. This accomplishment is a direct reflection of your dedication and perseverance, and you should be very proud. As you well know, Eagle Scout is more than a mere title. It is symbolic of the leadership abilities which you worked for and mastered. Since joining the Boy Scouts of America, past honorees have become captains of industry, scholars, and even president. Their continued success has been more than mere coincidence. It was the product of past achievement, the same achievement you now share. Again, you have my warmest congratulations and best wishes for continued and good fortune. If I can ever be of assistance to you in your future endeavors, please do not hesitate to contact me. And he's got a little notation here, continue to be awesome. And it's signed by State Senator Joe Robot. Congratulations. I do want to mention this, that Senator, when he could not be here, he has another commitment, but he always tells the scouts that anytime you need assistance, whatever it may be, even as you go through college or wherever, the military, wherever life takes you, he's available. Please contact him. I do have, on behalf of the Bundoora County Legislature, I do have a certificate, too, that I'd like to read here. Again, because it captures the essence of what Michael has achieved. Whereas the United States' largest organization, the Boy Scouts of America, is dedicated to promoting self-reliance, courage, and patriotism among young men. In scouting, the rank of Eagle is the most prestigious award a young man can earn and is attained only after countless hours of hard work, sacrifice, and commitment to the scouting creed. And whereas the trial to Eagle is a challenging one, lined with many tasks and responsibilities that only the strongest of scouts are able to overcome and master. And whereas Michael W. Hasenhoff embodied all the qualities of the Boy Scouts of America in Troop 94. He was honored with the Eagle Scout Award at a special court of honor on January 6, 2018, before his families and friends. And whereas in the years to come, Michael should feel confident in his abilities to face all encounters with the resilience and assertiveness of a merited Eagle Scout. Now, therefore, I, Frank Alcoffer, Legislator, District 4, on behalf of the entire Monroe County Legislature, do hereby present the Certificate of Achievement to Michael W. Hasenhoff. And it's signed by me.
Thank you, Michael.
You know, we're really proud to have Michael in our community, and I know that in the future years you're going to do some great things in our community. So thank you, Michael, for what you've done and are doing in our community. Best to all of you. Thank you.
Let us pray. Creator God, we ask your blessings upon all gathered here as we close this Eagle Scout Court of Honor. For Michael, this marks the end of one journey and the commitment to another, a commitment to the Eagle Scout way of life, a life role modeling good citizenship, leadership, and stewardship of our precious planet. Bless all of Michael's future endeavors. Walk with him wherever his life takes him, and give him your strength, your compassion, your wisdom, and your love. And be with us all as we navigate the challenges in our lives. Give us all courage and energy to live out the Scout ideals. Remind us that you are ever present and ever gracious. In your name we pray. Amen.